This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and G7 leaders meet after a missile explodes in eastern Poland. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Polish leaders say a Russian-made missile fell in their country and killed two people near the border with Ukraine. President Biden, after meeting with G7 leaders taking part in the G20 summit in Indonesia, says it's unlikely the missile came from Russia itself.
I don't want to say that till we completely investigate, but it's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia.
It's not clear if Biden was suggesting that the missile hadn't been fired by Russia at all. NATO ministers have met in Brussels, and on Wednesday, the United Nations Security Council is quite likely to discuss the strike in Poland during a previously scheduled briefing on Ukraine. I'm Tim McGuire.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday that he will mount a third White House campaign, launching an early start to the 2024 contest.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Now, Trump enters the race in a moment of political vulnerability. He had hoped to launch his campaign in the wake of resounding GOP midterm victories fueled by candidates he elevated during this year's primary. Instead, many of those candidates lost, allowing Democrats to keep the Senate and leaving the GOP with a path to only a bare majority in the House. Far from the undisputed leader of the party, Trump is now facing criticism from some of his own allies who say it's time for Republicans to look to the future, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis emerging as an early favorite White House contender. This is VOA News. Government ministers are returning to Egypt to take over negotiations at this year's UN climate talks, providing diplomats with the political backing they need to clinch credible agreements to tackle global warming. Talks in Sharm el-Sheikh got off to a plodding start and are behind the pace of previous meetings, with 3 days left before the scheduled close Friday. But a small thaw in relations between the United States and China at the Group of 20 meetings in Bali has boosted hopes that the world's two top polluters can help get a deal over the line. The U.S. climate envoy John Kerry said Wednesday that he and his Chinese counterpart had resumed formal talks after they were frozen 3 months ago by China. A judge has ordered a halt to Trump-era asylum restrictions at the U.S. border. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge in Washington has ordered the Biden administration to lift Trump-era asylum restrictions that have been a cornerstone of border enforcement since the beginning of COVID-19. The regulation was authorized under Title 42 of a broader law covering public health. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan has ruled that enforcement must end immediately for families and single adults, saying it violates federal rulemaking procedures. However, the ruling conflicts with another ruling in May by a federal judge in Louisiana that asylum restrictions remain in place. The current ruling stems from a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union on behalf of asylum-seeking migrants. Migrants have been expelled from the United States more than 2.4 million times since Title 42 took effect in March 2020. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
NASA's new moon rocket has blasted off on its debut flight with three test dummies aboard. Wednesday's Florida launch brings the U.S. a big step closer to putting astronauts back on the lunar surface for the first time since the end of the Apollo program 50 years ago. If all goes well with the three-week flight, the crew capsule will be propelled into a wide orbit around the moon before returning to Earth with a Pacific splashdown in December. NASA is hoping to send four astronauts around the moon on the next flight in 2024 and land humans there as early as 2025. Cholera cases are overwhelming Haiti as experts warn the situation could worsen now that the country is bustling once again after a paralyzing fuel blockade that lasted 2 months. A spokesman for Haiti's Ministry of Health told the Associated Press that people are back on the streets and likely spreading cholera. At least 175 people have died. More than 7,600 have been hospitalized as a result. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.